We're going to just go through a meditation through the three manifest bodies, and then that'll be the end of the session, but it's likely not going to go to an hour. So every period that we practice, we start with this sense of arriving. It's as if we're bringing our presence to this moment here and now. It actually helps us see that the mind can be scattered, and then we can bring it to the present moment. We can kind of realize that 5 minutes ago, my mind and body were not together, and now they're arriving here together right now. It's this formal ritual of letting go of what was, what's going to be, and just being right here, where we are, this moment of practice, letting go of any expectations of what I want to see, what I should see, and just recognizing that you're just sitting here, doing nothing. Or better yet, that you want to be sitting here doing nothing. So we turn our attention to this physical body. Again, noticing the heaviness of the body as a means to bring us into relationship with the body. Paying particular attention to the lower half of the body, the pelvic bowl, the sit bones. Feeling that sense of heaviness from the underside, allowing the sense of gravity to connect us with this earth. We're connected to the earth, even if we're sitting on a chair or the sofa, and the earth seems far below us. But there's a way that we can learn to rest this body on the cushion or on the floor, the couch or the chair, knowing that the couch and the chair, the cushion is resting on the floor, that the floor is somehow resting in this building on ground. It's letting go of the need to hold myself up and trusting in this aspect of physical humanness that just connects with earth as earth. We can feel into the hardness of earth through the bones. So we can feel into the bones through our flesh, all the way down to our elbow bones and arm bones, finger bones, the thigh bones and torso, feet bones. There's so many bones in the body, such a hardness in this body. It's the nature of earth to be heavy and hard. And to be steady. So with this awareness of just here and now, with the heaviness of the body and its relative stability, we can invite this awareness of the physical body to be known. You might feel this kind of sinking deeper into the earth. This body getting grounded with the groundedness of earth. Maybe sensing the relative stillness and steadiness. If you're willing, you can let go of thinking about and just get a sense of the humanness of this body, the beingness of this physical body. This is the body without having to do anything, without having to be responsible for anything. It just is a body. Maybe you sense the fire element and the temperature. This awareness that there is a temperature in the body, that it changes and that it's not all the same. This impermanent nature of temperature, we can see that just by resting in this awareness of the physical body itself. We can understand the changing nature of temperature. May I know the physical body? May this physical body come into the foreground of my awareness. This is the objects within the physical body, the sense of groundedness, changing temperatures, the qualities of earth, water, the sense of firmness, cohesion, And then keeping our focus on the stability or relative stability, the stillness of the earth element. We can begin to notice the movement of wind. Nothing to do about it. Just noticing the movement of wind. You might notice it as tingling. You might notice it as just the object of breath, but it's all wind. Just an element of humanness. And as we keep our attention now on this movement, we can invite the vital body to be known. May the vital body come into the foreground of our awareness. Not a demand, just a ask, an invitation, just a wish. May I know the vital body. And we're patient and notice the changes or the shifting or the presence of new sensations. This movement is aliveness. Our consciousness can shift to being aware of being alive. How much energy you have right now is just an object within this awareness of aliveness. But the sense of aliveness is not connected to how much energy you have. It's its own separate understanding. And we could just rest in this awareness of aliveness. Through this movement of the breath or tingling sensations in the body, we can just stay with this sense of aliveness, this human organism that is alive. And it stays alive, unrelated to me. Its aliveness or not aliveness . May I know this vital body. We can get a sense of respect and appreciation for all the systems in our bodies that work completely distinct from us to keep this body alive. There's movement in the digestive system, movement in the nervous system, movement in the respiratory system. These are all systems that go about throughout the day doing what they do to keep this body alive. So we're practicing connecting with the consciousness that allows us to know this aliveness. And we can keep our attention on this, our focus on it. We can develop a level of concentration by just staying with the sense of aliveness and not getting thrown off by the level of aliveness or whether or not I am as alive as I think I should be, or maybe I should have more energy, or maybe I should have more signs. Those are all distractions. Just the sense of movement and the sense of aliveness, when you touch into that, invite the vital body to be known. You can ask as often as you want. There's something else about this aliveness. You can begin to see how emotions are generated in this body. This aliveness is intertwined with our emotional energy. And within this aliveness, we can just incline the mind ever so slightly, incline our attention towards the emotional body. The emotional body is a consciousness that emotions are a part of our humanness. Can just invite the emotional body to be known. You may not feel any big change. Some people feel a sense of expansiveness or feel like a container. Some people feel it in their heart center. There's just all kinds of ways to experience this emotional body. What we want to notice is this capacity to have emotions arise and pass away. You don't need to actually have an emotion in order to connect to the emotional body. You may not be feeling any emotions right now, but you know you have the capacity to have emotions. So we are trying to connect to and get intimate with the aspect of our humanness that allows emotions to come and go, like the ocean. The ocean is not the waves. The waves are in the ocean. They arise and pass away within the ocean. But the ocean is wide enough to hold whatever waves, no matter how large, no matter how rough, no matter how still the water is, the ocean has the capacity to hold all waves. So when we invite the emotional body to be known, what we are inviting is to know the capacity for emotions to arise. And how you feel that capacity is different. It's your own experience. Try not to look for emotions, but just invite the emotional body to be known. And then notice what happens. It could be a shift in your mind state. It could be a physical sensation on the edges of the body, physical body. It could be a felt sense of stability in the inner body. It could be just a bigger energy, brighter movement. We're just whispering to the body, not yelling at it, not forcing it. These bodies have been with you your whole life. So this is just a gentle getting to know. If you are noticing some emotion, see if you can consider that emotion as a wave. And ask or consider, where's the capacity that allows for that emotion to arise. Just keeping our attention, our focus on the capacity, the knowing aspect of emotions, the knowing of the presence of an emotion. If sadness is present, can you put your attention on the knowing that it's present rather than the sadness itself? If sadness is not present, can you put your attention on the knowing it's not present? Take any emotion, disappointment, worry, inspiration, gladness. Can you hold your attention on the knowing of the presence of an emotion or not? May I know the emotional body. There's one other thing about the emotional body. Like the physical body, the vital body, the emotional body is manifest. The realness of emotions arise and pass away in this level of consciousness. All three of these bodies, the sense of vitality, the sense of physical groundedness, and our emotions and emotional capacities, they all intertwine with each other. this is our manifest world. We learn to get to know each body distinctly as a means of helping us traverse this manifest world. But they all work together, intertwined, integrated, interrelated with each other. So when our emotional energies are high, our vitality is high to support it. Or if our emotional energies get too overwhelming, it can drain our vitality. We need to shore up the vitality to handle the excess load of emotion. Or when the physical body is not at its peak, we may feel it in the emotional body. And oftentimes, if we keep our emotional spirits high, it will support our physical body, no matter what condition our physical or vital body is in. They're all intertwined with each other. Our practice is to learn to just get to know the intimacy of each level of consciousness, and learn to rest in the capacities of each level of consciousness. And the more we do this, the more we strengthen our ability for concentration and deep concentration. So let's just take a little time to notice, to invite the various bodies to come into the foreground and notice this kind of intertwining way that they relate to each other. Maybe ask the vital body to come into the foreground and the emotional body would move to the back. For the physical body to come into the foreground. Not trying to control the bodies, just trying to notice them, communicate, get intimate with this aspect of humanness. or inclining the mind, our awareness towards the sense of movement, aliveness, inviting the vital body to be known, just keeping our attention on the steadiness of this sense of aliveness, of vitality, this capacity, awareness of movement. Awareness of tingling in the body, the breath. May the vital body be known. And even with this awareness of movement and aliveness, we can incline the mind, our awareness, just slightly towards a sense of heaviness in the body, of stability and relative stillness, of heaviness and hardness, and invite the physical body to be known. Maybe noticing the presence of groundedness, of relative stillness, and of this present moment, there is a body here and now. Maybe you can begin to notice the presence of your feet on the floor or your legs on the floor, the body sitting in the chair cushion. This present moment. So we'll come back at 3, but take some time to get a sense of these 3 bodies. They're quite different and quite distinct, even though they have a way of intertwining with each other. And the way that I have found the easiest way to begin to sense into these bodies, and when we come back, I'll explain more why this is important. But the way that I found to begin to sense into these bodies is just sitting quietly, just being still, and asking the body to be known. And beginning to notice, turn our attention to what is arising when I invite that. And it might take a minute or two. So we have to have a level of patience, like we're waiting at the gate, but we're just sensing into and talking to this very, very wise body and learning to connect with that.